What's up, everybody? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
It's time for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge Double Agents.
Now, like I always say, this podcast is not spoiler free. So before we go behind the scenes, make sure you're up to date on the latest challenge episodes.
Yes. And on this episode, we will be joined by the challenge producer, Julie Peasy, and it's our turn to ask her questions.
Thank you, God. I've been waiting for this for decades. We'll also get into that wonderful 5-mile challenge, Ashley going home yet again, and Teresa's risky political moves, for lack of better words.
I cannot wait to just spread this shit wide open. Let's get into it.
Bust it wide open. I cannot wait either.
Let's Here do we it. Go. Okay, Anissa, let's get into segment one. And listen, I wasn't there, so it's only fair that you do safe
house
first.
This is rude. No! Do you know what? I feel unsafe now.
Sorry.
Literally.
You have 36 seconds
Let me get my
recap.
Head together. Hold on. I'm not ready.
Go.
So we get to the challenge and it's really crazy. But Leo left. I forgot to say that. Then Gabby gets a new partner and the new partner is Devin. Then we get to the challenge. It's a 5-mile run. It's really annoying. Fessy's really, really tall. All the weight's on my shoulders. Nobody really knows that because they're not really thinking about the height difference. But it's really a pain in my fucking ass. Then we're just hobbling all over the place and doing whatever. Get stuck in the mud a few times. Thank God they don't show any of that. I basically shit the bed. But it's nice because it gives, you know, Fessy a little bit of humble pie. Teresa and Jay win, which probably not that great. I think I'm safe because I am safe. And then she ends up putting in Ashley because she's scared of her and then Cam against her, even though they don't tell anybody anything. And it's really fucking
dun, 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 dun. That was good. That was so good.
Thank you. It started off slow, but it sure took speed.
I mean, I'm going to try to fill in the gaps, but I'm going to let you know I have no idea if I'm going to be able to do that.
I think you can. Don't doubt yourself. You have 36 seconds to embellish.
Okay. I'm going to start off really slow. Okay.
Tori, you have 36 seconds to fill in the gap. Go.
Okay, so I wasn't there. I was really offended when Devin said that him and Gabby were arguably the most attractive team on the challenge because he was my partner right before that. So now I'm feeling insecure about the way I look. Maybe he thinks I'm ugly. Maybe he's attracted to me on the low. I don't know. We'll never know. Then we go through the challenge and we watch Anissa. Anissa, I don't care what anyone says. You always give it your all. So fuck the haters out there. Fuck Bessie for being mad about not being in first place. And let's be real. You don't want to get first place anyway because what happens when you get a little bit of power? It bites you in the ass. Jay's got a target on his back now. Cam looked like Killer Cam in that elimination. I love when she said Killer Cam activated. That shit was dope. I want to get a little cartoon character of her, Killer Cam, with a little button that says Killer Cam activated. Done. Is it good?
Yeah, that was good. I mean, for someone who wasn't there, you have an accurate portrayal of, you know, what happened.
But can we please get an action figure of Killer Cam that when you push the button it says
it would be
Cam
cute
activated.
I wanted to be like, period.
Like I would love that shit. That would be fucking great.
She is quite the character. She really reminds me of me, like in my prime, just like not giving a shit, telling people how it is, and like she really is like my little sis when I look at her.
She's so spicy. I love it.
Yeah, she definitely is a little chili pepper. So let's get into the play of the day. What do you think was the play of the day?
That's tough, but probably Corey going the opposite way with this thing with Ashley, because you know they would have won. They definitely would have won had they not done that.
I mean, I don't know what definitely, like, I don't know if it would have been a definite thing, but I mean, it was really close between the two.
Yeah, it was really close, and Corey and Ashley had the lead until they went the wrong way. So, I mean, I think if they would have just gone the right way from the jump, they would have had all that time, and I think Teresa and Jay would have came in second.
Maybe.
What do you think the play of the day was?
I don't know. Play of the day is I didn't fucking die.
There you fucking go.
Dirtiest deed? Oh, Teresa and Jay. I'm going to put it on both of them for blindsiding Cam, Kyle, Corey, and Ashley. Yeah. I'm not saying you have to tell people, but if you're going to say that you're going to tell people, then
right.
tell them.
Totally. You know, because you're just digging yourself a bigger hole.
Yeah. Like, for your own personal game, it's kind of better to be honest if you're going to go up to somebody and be like, I swear it's not going to be you, and then do it. If you don't say shit, you don't have any promise to uphold, you know? You have nothing to keep at that point.
Right. And people expect you to, you're not expected to stab people's backs in this game, but it's like a game and only one person wins, really. So it's right. like, okay, this is sometimes how people move. Like, you have to throw votes some ways that sometimes you don't want to. But like you said, if you tell somebody you're not going to do it and you do it, now you're the fucking asshole.
Yeah, totally.
But let's get into this challenge, because this challenge looked insane. I mean, I don't care how many people say they like endurance. 5 miles carrying a what was it called?
It was called a capsule.
Okay, a capsule.
And inside the capsule were these puzzle pieces. So you'd hear them like clickety clacking inside. And I'm like,
oh.
And when I tell you, this is a very weird, as you can see, object to hold. And one little secret, even though we might get into more secrets later, is that we have to do pickups. So in the beginning, you know, like all of our fucking game faces and shit, like we're not really going right there. They're just getting our game faces. It starts hailing. Big balls of hail. I mean, in our eyes, it's shooting pellets at us, and they're like, now run through it. I'm like, what?
Oh my
Can't even
God.
See. So first we are met with hail, and then we start. And, you know, doing that false start, we at least got to like hold it and see what worked. But Fessy's like 9'3".
Yeah.
And no, Fessy's like 6'5", and I'm 5'7". He thought I was 5'4". Which should have made him feel even worse. A lot of the weight was on me because it was always on an angle.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think that put so much pressure on me that I psyched myself out that I couldn't do it. You know, and it your mind really does fuck with you in these kinds of things. And I think I just beat myself up before I even got a chance to start.
Yeah. And you know what? You can't do that because there's nothing you can do, especially when it comes to height and holding that capsule. And the only thing I can relate it to, because obviously my ass got kicked off last week by the queen herself. But
oops, sorry.
In War of the Worlds 2, in the final, we had to carry a gurney. And there was, when you had a difference in height, it was so much heavier on the shorter person because all that weight is just putting on that, is weighing on that person's arm. So I know for a fact how heavy it is to be the shorter person while carrying something. So I think that does say a lot about what it, like what you had to go
and
through.
And I just went against you. So I was doing all those squat throws. I mean, my ribs hurt. My abs were hurting. My ass hurt. My legs hurt. And what you don't know, there's so many secrets. I ordered a large pant thinking that I needed large pants and they were falling down. I'm like, Fessy, I'm so glad I wore another pair. Could you imagine me like running around like ass naked or with a thong on?
Oh,
he would have been like, yo, niece, hurry up. like, no, baby, I'm right here in this lacy thong.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second.
You know, I do got to give it up to a lot of the teams, though. A lot of teams look strong. Like, Josh and Nani looked strong. Cam and Kyle looked strong. Corey and Ashley looked strong. Amber and Darrell looked strong. Like, there was a lot of teams out there who really did hold their own. And a challenge like that is super hard. 5 miles. Like, how long do you think that took overall?
I mean, like, it was over an hour, but, like,
Yeah,
a lot of people did well. Nani does surprisingly well on these kinds of things. And you would think she wouldn't. Sometimes, but like every morning I woke up to the sound of her feet running on the treadmill. So
yep.
She definitely, you know, stuck to that. And I love when she can do stuff like this and show people like,
totally,
I can move my ass.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm sure Jay and Teresa were happy when they got back because they won that challenge. And she was ecstatic to win. I mean, you saw how excited she was, like, which is good. It's always fun to win. You always do get on, like, you get this little high from it. But she, you could just tell she was high with power. She was going to do something bad.
Yeah, but I think that's also because she was afraid that she was going to be a target. It was going to be her and Jay, if not. So I can understand, like,
that's true.
You know, it's happiness because you won, and also like a sigh of relief, you know, like, I don't have to worry about this, but now I can make a move.
Right.
And one thing about her is, you know, I think she had this game already planned out before she got there. Like, I'm going to get all the strongest girls out if I can. And then I'm going to win. She even told me that she wanted to get Ashley out. She was like, Ashley was right behind me that whole time. She was like, that can't happen again. And I think that because of that, she was like, well, I got to get her out.
Well, that brings us to the elimination, because Ashley got nominated. Corey gets nominated. I'm sure Corey was pissed. Oh, my God.
Especially when TJ was like, by the way, gentlemen, this is an important night for you. And Kyle was so upset. Corey was so upset. I mean, and then it's the girls' day anyway.
I feel bad for Ashley. Like, Does this not make you feel bad for her? I mean, I know she stole money in the past and a lot of people hold it against her, but like that elimination looked crazy in a weird way. Like, I don't know what I would have thought it was walking up to it. Like that podium in the middle, those like poles on the sides. Like you obviously didn't know there were rings at first, right? Like there was no rings anywhere, was there?
No, but you could see the hook. So I knew that they would have to Peter Pan it. You know, okay. I knew that they were going to be swinging.
Have you ever seen an elimination like this before in like any past?
Never.
Never. Okay.
I'm not sure, but it's just, I don't think we ever have, you know? Okay. And what's crazy is I think Teresa would have been great at this.
She probably would have been great at it. But the thing is like, you don't know what it was. You didn't know what it was going up to it. Obviously, you saw it was two individual games. It definitely was not a headbanger. Anytime you see two apparatuses set up that look identical
right,
to one another.
Which would have been perfect for Teresa.
Yeah.
I think she would have done well, actually. Yeah. But Cam is a beast with this, you know, and happy my little sis is now in the Gold Skull Club.
Yes.
We actually made up a club.
It sucks that Ashley had two opportunities to get one and then unfortunately lost to Killa Cam. I mean, I honestly, like I said, I felt bad for Ashley leaving that game. Like, it sucks to be targeted like that, but she is threatening. She's clearly very good in finals. She's very good at math. Yeah. She knows that a lot of people find her to be a threat and just wasn't her day in that elimination. So, Ashley, we'll see you on another season, girl. Everyone's
right.
afraid
I
of
know
you.
She'll be back. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've already won two of these. Of course she'd be a threat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's definitely a compliment, but it sucks when it cuts your time short, you know?
Yeah, definitely. There was also a lot of other things that happened this episode aside from the challenge and the elimination. Like, we saw Leo going home early on in the game, and I think that that's an important thing to highlight. Obviously, like Cam said, like, it's amazing when somebody can step up and say, hey, I'm having a mental health issue and I need to leave. And, like, he did deserve props for that because we know how hard it is in that house.
Right. And as the years have gone on, especially with at the bunker, like, I saw people really talking about mental illness and like how a lot of people were struggling, you know, and talking about medication and whatever else. So I'm happy that we're now, you know, we feel like we have a safe space to talk about it.
Yeah.
And Leo had talked to all of us and we all sat down and he did this whole like spoken word rap thing. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, oh, okay. And then he read us a letter that he wrote to all of us. Aww. And he was just like, this isn't healthy for me. And I don't want to go back to the person I used to be. And I can't lose myself here. And it takes so much to do that, to be, you know, so self-aware that you're like, you know what? $1 million or my mental health.
Yeah.
And you pull the plug on the money because it's not worth it. And Cam was 100% right. You know, in our community, it's just not spoken about as openly. You know, we're all expected to be these very strong people that don't suffer from any of those things because God forbid we do. We look weak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a difficult thing to talk about. And it was just beautiful that Leo did. I know there's so many men of color at home like, shit, like, thank you.
Yeah.
He's doing well now and he's with his family and that's all you can wish for somebody is that they're doing okay.
Absolutely. So whoever's listening to this, make sure you go comment on Leo's Instagram, go find him and go send him some love because I'm sure after this episode, he's going to really need it. And it's really important that all of the people who listen, like, yes, this is a TV show. Yes, it's fun to watch and it's fun to pick your favorite characters and the people you don't like. But when it comes down to it, everybody's still a person going through their own struggles. And it is really important to get love from you guys and from all the fans. So go send Leo some love. He deserves it. He is such a little bright light and sending him all my love.
We love you, Leo.
Love you. So also, let's get into a few more things because this episode isn't done. It's just full. Let's get into Teresa because we've been waiting to talk about this shit. And I want you to do it. I want you to tell me what you heard, what Teresa said about you after the elimination with me and you.
So I'm not going to paraphrase. I'm not going to say that this was said, you know, verbatim. But after I had won against you, Lolo came up to me and she was like, so I don't know what's up with Teresa, but she said she was so happy when you won and was like, yeah, would you rather go against Tori or that? And I'm like, oh, so now I'm that. What the fuck is that? And Lolo was like, you know what? I'm going to go talk to her. So Lolo talked to her and they cleared it up. And Teresa basically said she didn't mean it like that. Well, I don't know what else she meant by it, but I also, you know, cared about Teresa. And mm-hmm. I didn't want to believe all of this stuff. I was so excited to see her again. So clearly this is disappointing for me. And yeah. I was also in a room with her trying to have, you know, my head clear in my own room without it being weird.
Right.
That's why I never brought it up. And you know me, Tori, like if I have an issue, I'm going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. I kept all of this shit inside while we were there.
Ugh,
the whole killed. Time.
Do you feel like old Anissa would have done that? Or do you feel like, okay, so old Anissa would have been able to hold this in too. It wasn't.
Oh,
this...
no.
Okay. Yeah. Like this is like grown Anissa right here.
Yes.
Like, being able to like manage your feelings about what you've heard from
it's
people.
It's really hard though, because I mean, this is the most different game I've ever played. I'm usually so nice and friends with everyone. It gets me nowhere. So stay tuned and see how many mistakes I can make. It's like starting all over again.
Let's talk about my favorite part of this episode, which was you crying in the beginning because you missed me. Was it because you missed me?
No, actually, I couldn't find... What? No, I'm kidding. I couldn't find my friend.
Aww.
I'll tell you all, I was hysterically crying on the bus. I felt like my heart had been ripped out. It was just a weird feeling of like my adrenaline finally like settling down and like just, I was just emotional, like proud of myself, but like really upset. Mm-hmm. And only Cam was holding me and I'm like, Big T, don't you look at me.
Yeah.
And I was just so upset mm-hmm. because you were, you know, my person there.
Yeah.
So it was just like, now what do I do?
Aww.
And I also was crying because you took my sweatpants with you. And I was like, bitch.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was really missing you, though. I'm so happy that they showed that because I also cried in my interview. But I'm happier that they showed like the immediate back to the house realization that you had gone. But I will tell you one secret from this episode.
Okay.
Tori brought mustaches and wigs, and they were supposed to be for my birthday. What they did not show my birthday, which was amazing, and was filled with lap dances.
It was amazing.
And everyone was supposed to dress up in these wigs and mustaches for my birthday, but it didn't happen. But what did happen is when Tori left, she left me gum, cinnamon gum. It was great because nobody ever wanted my cinnamon gum. And she gave me mustaches, eyelashes, and wigs.
Yes.
So,
and Celsius and energy packets.
And Celsius. Yes. And you know what? I had Celsius parties by myself.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Mixed them with pre-workout.
What? That's psychotic, Anissa.
It's fine. Casey and I did it and we played outside for 3 hours.
Played outside. I can't.
We did. We got a soccer ball. We played outside.
Played outside. Oh my God. That's so funny. Oh,
we ran on the
God.
Treadmill. We threw the ball to each other. We were psychotic for 3 hours.
I got to say, watching, not being in the show anymore, but watching it with you and then being able to relive just like what I did live. I feel two things. One, I feel FOMO because I'm like, fuck, like I wish I could have done Celsius with you and pre-workout with you and played outside for 3 hours. Like that would have been fun to me. And then I'm also like, thank God I'm off the show. There's a sense of relief. There's a sense of relief that kicks in when you're off, because then you're like, what am I going to see? What did I do? What does this shit look like? Like, what am I going to have to deal with in the world mm-hmm. from this show? No matter what, who's going to say something about me or whatever. So it's almost
like it hasn't been that bad for you.
I mean,
I'm kidding. It's been a little rough for you. It's been a little rough.
Have you been following
me? And I want to defend you. But then they're always like, what? When did this is what I've seen, though. A lot of people being like, when did you and Anissa become friends? Okay, guys, relax. How long ago was Dirty 30?
Six seasons ago.
4 years? 5 years? 4 years?
4 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, that's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time. That's crazy.
Yeah, so guys, we're friends. We've been friends for about 3 years and 10 months.
And you know who we have to thank for that? Julie Peasy. I mean, I don't know if we could thank her specifically, but we got
to
thank MTV.
I'd like to thank everybody.
Yeah, for bringing us together, for bringing like-minded girls who love to just fucking do the damn thing on the show, be boss-ass bitches and support each other while we're off the show. That's what we do.
I know.
That's what we're here for.
All right, guys, here comes the fun part, the interview. And today we have Julie Peasy. She is an amazing woman, the president of BMP, former producer and showrunner of The Challenge. I've known her for many moons. And it's great to have somebody on here that you don't get to actually see. We have a lot of strong women behind us. And now we get to grill them about what it's like to put this shit show together.
Yes.
So welcome, Julie Peasy.
Thank you for having me. You know, I am there. I'm usually there for the first 2 weeks. You guys just don't see me.
Yeah. Where are you? Are you in a rock? Like, were you right. in a rock in a cave in Iceland?
It was so cold. I was like in a car with Dan Castor watching the feed.
Oh, that sounds awful. Oh. My God, that must have been so hard for you.
I know. Poor us with the heat. I know.
Oh, how'd you do it?
I know. I have to say, it was probably so cold up on that deck. There were certain nights that I was feeling for you guys.
It should have been every night. My jacket didn't cover my butt. My ass was freezing. Hand warmers and everything.
You guys are like, you're pros. I feel like you've been in all the elements.
No.
Really? I feel like you had Iceland. I feel like it was one of your best performances.
Yes.
You did well in that environment.
Okay. Good job, Anissa. That makes one of us, Julie.
Tori, you thrive in Thailand or something where it's hot and sticky and disgusting.
Yeah, give me some sweaty, nasty climate, Julie. Like, let's go somewhere hot next time. Come on. The last two seasons have been colder.
I feel like I've been cold for a while.
Especially if I'm going to be there. I don't know if I am, but if there's a chance, I would like to put in maybe a little beach wear. You know, just a little request for like a bikini or two.
But you have to recognize that during COVID, our locations are probably more limited than usual. Like usually we have the whole world as our oyster. And I feel like now it's really finding places that we can create.
The Caribbean. We can go to Aruba. I'm not mad.
Yeah. Aruba? Mm-hmm. Aruba?
Sometimes. Yeah.
I can say nothing. We'll figure it out. I wouldn't be prepping your passport for Aruba.
Damn it.
So Julie, for those who may not know you, can you explain your role on The Challenge from the early stages of planning the season till when the episodes are actually airing and just what you do, all the ins and outs of your job?
Sure. So I'm the president of development and entertainment at Beauty Murray, and The Challenge is one of the shows that I'm still very involved with. But within our department, we create shows and we sell shows. But The Challenge is something that I've sort of stayed with, in part because I worked on it from the very beginning. And then I left for 10 years. And then when I came back, I really wanted to get back involved because it's so close to my heart. It's really my favorite show.
Oh.
But you know, I mean, when the network greenlights a cycle, they really called me first. And then we start the creative conversations. Because this show's been on the air for a really long time, you know, Justin Booth and Emer Harkin, Emer did this cycle. They're sort of our go-to showrunners. So once we start staffing, we start coming up with themes and stuff together, but they really then grow their department. And my job really is just to support the showrunner. So, you know, obviously there's things particularly in COVID or location changes or really problem solving is mostly what I do. I'm not nearly as involved in the creative as I used to be. Although, you know, I'm definitely involved in all the conversations. Our teams are just so good that I really don't have to, I don't really have to get in there the way that I used to. Or certainly when I was a showrunner, I was doing those parts of the job, which by the way, is the most fun. The most fun job is being the creative department on The Challenge.
So should I quit and go to the creative part?
You should. I mean, honestly, it is really, I mean, think about what they get to imagine up that they put you through.
I'm just thinking about sitting in that warm ass car. I haven't gotten past that part.
That never used to happen. It was because we weren't welcome in the control trailer because of 6 feet apart and masks and all that good stuff.
Gotcha. Well, I love that you said The Challenge is probably your most favorite show because you've worked on so many cool shows. Like Boone & Murray is responsible for a lot of great TV. So I am curious, what detail from The Challenge are you most proud of? What makes it your favorite show?
You know, I think it's the creativity that goes into it. Every single year, we have to come up with a brand new theme and really sort of reinvent it. So it's, I mean, even this season, like, I love the look, the graphics, the editorial style. The soundtrack is amazing.
Amazing.
So I think this whole idea of, like, creating a full package of a show and trying to deliver a new product to our viewers that are so loyal is what makes the show so amazing, because you don't get to do that with every show. I mean, like, you know, some shows are really just an extension of the season before, whereas MTV, every cycle really tasks us with, like, what are we going to do that's fresh and new? What new twists? How do we keep reinventing ourselves to keep our audience, you know, interested?
Totally. And you've been working on it for so long. Like you were saying right when we got on this call that you and Anissa, like, tell me the backstory of how long you've known Anissa, because I got to know this.
I mean, that season was a really strange season. I mean, it was only like season six. So it was pretty early. You were just coming off of Chicago. It was the very first Battle of the Sexes. Yes. We were in Jamaica. Remember, Puck was on that season.
I was at his wedding there. It was amazing. And I was wearing a blonde wig.
Well, you probably weren't there when, like, were you there for the machete incident?
Of course.
What? What are you talking about?
This show was great. The show was great. People would leave and I'd jump on AOL and email people.
Who brought a machete?
Well, you can find one from the locals too. I mean, we were in a villa, like on a resort. I mean, people would trade like red stripes and t-shirts for like other drinks. I mean,
good old days.
Tori, you would have been great back then. It would have been so much fun.
Yeah. And I really give Justin Booth a lot of credit for evolving the series to where it is now, where I feel like it really can stand side by side with anything, with shows that cost millions and millions of dollars more to make.
So do you think that Justin Booth was like a big reason that the show's been around for as long as it has been? And I'm sure it has been, but like, what is the reason that a show can be on for 36 seasons? Like, that's a lot.
I mean, I think it's a combination. I think Justin is an excellent producer. I think MTV's investment in the franchise has been really unparalleled. And then, to be honest, it's because of you guys, the cast. Because the casting process at Buna Murray, like when you think about it from even just its origins, it's like when we cast A Real World, thousands and thousands of people apply for that show and we pick six. And then like even the casting process with Fresh Meat or any other part, it's like we're finding amazing, dynamic, layered people. And then we're putting them together and sort of putting them into the challenge. So I really think it's the characters. I think people show back up over and over again for like, sure, the format's so exciting, but the cast is so, like, you can't take your eyes off of you guys. You know, you're dynamic and interesting and compelling, and I think that's what really keeps the show on the air.
Wow, Julie, thank you.
It's true, though.
That's so sweet.
One thing I have noticed is that I was trying to explain it to people, like, being from Real World, my story's already been out there. You know, and I guess the challenge has allowed me to evolve, and people have been able to actually, like, physically watch that happen. But I noticed that this season, you know, we're showing more of the personal side of people, which we don't always get. We get the fights and the hookups and the drama and the competition, but we don't really get to see who these characters are. And I want to know, is it deliberate that, you know, we're telling all of these stories now and allowing, you know, these people to share those intimate parts of their lives?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the storytelling was always what made Real World successful. And I do think that there's sort of a benefit from a fandom standpoint when a person that's already been on the challenge returns to the house because we have their backstory. Mm-hmm. I think because this year MTV allowed us to do more 90-minute episodes, we had more time to explore that character development and get to know more of the rookie stories in the house. Mm-hmm. And I also think that, you know, it is a pressure cooker. You know, and you both have handled it really beautifully, but it's hard for people to be in that environment. You know, it's not for like, you know, somebody who doesn't really feel in their best health.
Yeah, totally. And we got to see that with Leo this season, which I actually loved how TJ, because I obviously wasn't there for that. I was eliminated right before. And like, you get to see this moment where TJ just talks about how this is something to be proud of. And I think that's so, so important. So would you mind talking to us about the importance of mental health on a show like this?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not something we talk that often about. And I think it's in part because we will always protect the privacy of the cast when it comes to their mental health. But if a cast member wants to share that and their vulnerabilities, then we are on board to help them tell that story in a responsible way. You know, we did that show really in the middle of like COVID, and a lot of you guys had been like quarantined at home. You probably hadn't seen all your loved ones. Like everyone was living like a very anxiety inducing lifestyle, even coming into our, into the house in Iceland. So yeah. Even the most healthy individuals were feeling things that they probably hadn't felt. And even for you guys to take your mask off around all each other must have been weird.
A dream.
Totally. Totally.
Fucking dream.
Right? But I think that you can sometimes also recognize like when you're not feeling right and that you might be having a breaking point, or that this, like you just don't feel this environment is safe or healthy for you. And it doesn't mean it won't be healthy for you in 6 months. It means that you guys are coming off of such an intense period in our country and in our world, mm-hmm. and that everyone experiences that differently. And I appreciate that certain cast members were willing to share that. And also just like recognize like this isn't good for me right now. I need to leave.
It takes so much, because I feel like a lot of contestants on this show throughout time would have, I mean, I've seen people, you know, leave for other reasons, whatever. But like to really be like, okay, well, I value myself and how far I've come, and $1 million is just not worth it. And what, right. I mean, I commend him. He was just, and the way he did it was with so much grace. He was so open. The letter he wrote to us to express himself, like it was just something you like, you had to respect that, you know, especially in our community when we never talk about it. Like,
it takes a lot of courage to check yourself.
Yeah. You know?
And also a lot of like self-awareness, which I think that like, I appreciate how much you guys support him too. And I think he told his story in a really honorable way.
This season was definitely harder than a lot. I think, you know,
for sure it was.
For me, especially, I cried a lot. I spiraled a lot. There are a lot. It brought up a lot of emotions, I think, because coming into it, like you said, we had nothing to do but sit here. So I was already thinking about my shit. So when I came in, I'm like, floodgates just, I mean, when I got there, you guys just took the floodgates. You were like, right. Yeah, they're going to go for a little bit.
It was a massive amount of human interaction that everyone had been so starved from. Mm-hmm. And there are triggers that come with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when and they it's leave, crazy Tori. Especially when they go.
Well, I was just going to say, it doesn't end when you leave the show, because then as a cast member, you really have to go home and then kind of rethink about everything you did while you were there and then get ready to watch it when you get back. And it's this whole 6 month process of like, wow, what did I do when I stepped on there? What could I have done better? What am I going to have to let the world see from me now? And then how am I going to grow from that if I get to go back on another
I know. I mean, honestly, you left us too soon, Tori.
She did. I was so fucking sad. I'm still sad about it.
But my God, like just having you two go against each other, like how lucky that you guys didn't have like hall brawl or something. Like you at least had a competition where you were operating separately.
Totally.
I don't know if production had anything to do with that, but I want to say thank you, production. I know that Ryan told me previously that. Yeah, Ryan told me a long time, actually during Dirty 30. He was like, clearly, Anissa, like you sprained an ankle and we're still shackling you. Like we're still putting these around your ankles because these are made up before we all get here.
And so, it would be unfair to change it because then we'd be, you know, but you both.
I'm happy that it's fair. Yeah, we definitely did.
There would have been no way I would have been able to actually like fully compete when you go up against. I mean, I guess you kind of snap into that mode, but that's so hard.
Yeah, I would be like cracking up or crying. Could you imagine being like a straddle on you, choking you out?
I just can't imagine, like, if you guys are like, I just think you guys would start laughing. I mean, it's too weird to be physical with each other.
It is weird.
But I love your friendship. I like that you guys are doing this podcast. I think it's really special.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. We love each other. We do.
It's so good. And like, it's funny because we obviously get targeted in the house because we have this strong friendship. But like, going back to mental health, when you're in that house, if you find somebody you link up with and you buddy with, you hold them so close to you because they're like your lifeline in that game. Like, you know, we only get phone calls once a week. And like, it's a 10-minute long phone call. You get more phone calls in jail. Right. You get more phone calls in jail.
So I mean, like, truly you do. But Tori, I have to ask you because like, the whole thing that Fessy said about that you guys know what each other is thinking by just looking at each other.
Oh, like, God. I was so bummed
that moment. Like, really?
I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with him? Like, who let this guy loose in interviews?
Right.
Who let him talk?
Like, adorable, vulnerable thing to say from him.
It was really sweet. It really, really was cute. And him and I do get along really well. But I was like, why the fuck would you, like, you see what they're doing to me right now? Right. Like, leave me alone, Fessy.
There were, like, little puffy hearts all over that.
I know.
You know, it is really cute. It's kind of a bummer to have you leave right in that moment where you guys were so simpatico.
Oh, yeah. Just gazing in each other's eyes.
Actually, that was Tori and I gazing into each other's eyes.
Well, in the end, it was the two of you gazing into each other's eyes.
It's all about us, Julie. We love each other. No man will ever come in between that.
Speaking of man, we do get a lot of questions about TJ. Would you mind telling people what it's like to work with TJ over the years?
I feel like nobody would believe it. He, well, first of all, I only met him, you know, I only met him like 4 or 5 years ago because I, you know, I left Bina Murray for 10 years, but he is such a remarkable human. Like, he's such a kind, thoughtful person. I think COVID has been really hard for him because, you know, every time we go into a country, you know, while you guys are doing your interviews or days that you're not, like, that we're not competing, TJ used to have that free time. And like, if even like a week in, if I went to go get a coffee with him, he knew every single person on the block. Everyone would be like, hey, TJ, like people in every community walked into adore him. And it's because he's just, you know, he's like playing his guitar with locals and meeting friends. And he's really just that guy. And from a professional standpoint, he's so good at his job. Always shows up on time. He like, you know, he's almost so easy that like, I don't want to underappreciate him. You know, he's like, he makes our job so easy, and he's, you know, he's just so good at his job, and everyone loves him.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys love him too. He really is sort of the face of the show, isn't he?
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And everything that he's been through and to come back, like what were we on, Rivals? I don't know what season it was. Yeah. And I was just a mess. Like we all were when we saw him, like he's just incredible. I don't know if people have watched his journey, but if you watch TJ's Road to Recovery, I suggest you go on YouTube and find that. Just watching him pick himself up is just like, and teach him, he had to walk, learn how to walk again and count again. And it's just incredible. And then he comes back to us. Like, you were like the hot BMX biker guy, and you just keep coming back to us. And it's just, I feel so honored for that.
He's so badass. Like, I love the open that Emer came up with.
He looks so
hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like he owned that. Like, no one's possessed. Yeah.
But that's so part of TJ, too. Like, that badass, like, because he'll be like, you quit. Like, I don't think anybody else would, you know, chew us out for quitting or treat us the way he, like, and no one would do that. But a family member.
I actually loved what he said to you after you won when you won the elimination. I thought that was really interesting about, you know, saying to you, like, you know, you're a force to be reckoned with, and like, don't let anyone, like everyone take note. It was kind of a cool, he had seen you over the years, and for him to say that, like knowing you, was pretty special.
Yeah. It's totally. I always feel like he's in my corner from like when he gave me his jacket till now. I just feel like that's my boy. Like, cause he knows I'm not going to give up. And I've always, you know, I've had a pretty rough road with this sometimes. So it's like,
yeah, you know? And he's seen it from the beginning. It's like, he knows. And it's crazy because before I went on this season, I binge watched all of the older seasons. So I saw Young Anissa and I was a fan. So even after coming on this season.
Where did you watch them?
I bought them on iTunes. I bought them all.
Where did you go?
I was just buying. I was watching literally like
quarantined.
I watched 6. I watched 9. I watched both Battle of the Sexes. I watched 11. I watched the Duels. I watched a bunch of stuff. I got to see Anissa. So much fun. Honestly, I was like, number one, bring me back. Because like you said, they had machetes back then. We can't even have lithium batteries now. Like, the whole show has changed. I want to go have fun and drink in Cabo.
You would have had theme parties with us. You would have had egg food fights with us. Like,
it was a little bit more than comedy then. It wasn't, I mean, like, I do think the evolution of the challenge has gotten way more competitive.
Yeah.
It's so much more of a sport now. It's so much more athletic. There was, back in the day, like the first few seasons, there was a little bit more comedy in the challenges. They were a little bit sillier. There were still some, you know, some that were scary and competitive, but there was a little bit more silliness.
Bring back the comedy, damn it. We're funny.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's a season that you wished you would have competed in?
I remember when I first started on challenges, I was in my 20s, and I was younger, if not the same age as most of the cast. And like the first couple of seasons when it was like dueling Winnies, and we had the cast like jump off the stratosphere, like because we were moving around, the experiences were so amazing. Like there were times that you're just kind of jealous of the cast because it was what they got to do seemed so fun. But I think now the seasons that you guys are participating in would terrify me.
Yeah. Shocker.
Some of them I'm just like, but I mean,
we're terrified too.
Yeah. There's plenty of times when I'm up there and I'm literally thinking to myself, what decisions in my life have led me to this?
Right.
Like, why? How did I get here?
But there was a time when cast members would just say no. Like participants would say, like, I won't do it. Like,
I've said
there
it.
Were many times people didn't do it. And what I'm so impressed with like the last God knows how many seasons, is how many people just like, all right, we're going to do it. Like, even though it scares the shit out of me, we're going to do this and we'll get through it.
Shout out to the safety crew.
Yeah.
Those are the people Greg, that make me feel like Greg, it's okay.
I know you're not listening, Greg, but know that you're in my heart, my thoughts most days. When I wake up in the morning and I know I'm alive, I thank Greg for always checking my harness one more time.
Julie, have you ever tested a challenge before?
I have. But
you have?
Early, like ropes courses and things that were not nearly as intimidating as the challenges that you guys do today.
Gotcha.
And then also I will say, like, I think I segment produced for like 2 seasons and then I started show running. The challenges, like, people would line up to test the challenges. It used to be segment producers and producers and people on the crew. Like, now all the safety people test the challenges and then we bring in other new people locally to test it, like athletes. But like, we used to have the crew test the challenges, which, by the way, like, it feels so wrong now.
Anything can happen. And that's the thing. Like, the challenge is so dynamic. You could have an eating challenge. You could have a math. You could have a puzzle. You could have a physical challenge. It does not matter what it is. You might not be prepared for it during that day. And that's why you have to be so dynamic as a player to win. That's why it's like, when you look at the people who have won, like, a lot of them are very different. You're like, oh, it just happened to work out for you on that challenge, in that day, on that final, and now you got the money. And then you have other people who have just stacked up final wins, like CTs and like Jordans and like
Johnny.
Bananas, like all of the Ashley, like,
right.
But if you put them in different times, like back in the day, I don't know if all of these people would have won. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like, as it changes and people get to know each other, like, you keep seeing the same athletes. So it's like, you know, we're in the league, you know what I mean? And these teams keep changing and you get a couple new players or whatever, but your stars are still shining and they have like this mastery of the game and they keep playing.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, the truth is that, you know, mixing it up is in part for if you were all together all the time, the same veterans, you would get so bored with each other. Like, you have to mix it up.
Totally.
I mean, you can put Tori and I together forever, but once I get over 40, I gotta go.
The same cast every single season. Like, would you really want the, like,
no.
Because, like, the relationships, like, you sort of need new.
Yeah,
definitely.
I mean, I guess it works for certain shows and not all shows. Like, it worked for Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I mean, but that wasn't a competition format.
No, not at all.
It's a relationship show.
Right.
And this is both. This is a relationship show and a competition format.
Yeah.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for giving us your time and talking about the challenge. Is there any little secrets you can give us about a potential next season? Any tea you have for us?
No, I cannot.
Fuck.
But the good news is we do have another season coming up.
Okay.
Is it going to be warm?
I cannot tell you this.
Are Tori and I going to be there together? Am I even going to be considered? Is there anything you would like to text me later or email me? I can give you all of that information.
I don't want to get fired.
Okay. Yeah, I thought I could ask you anything, but I guess.
But we love you. We love you guys. You're amazing players. We love your friendship.
Thank you.
And I'm sure we will all see each other.
The Tori and Anissa show.
I mean, I love that you guys have your own podcast.
It's incredible.
Us too.
We're so excited.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. We're having a fucking blast.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Thank you so much. And
I'm sure I'll see you all soon.
Yes. Thank you so much, Julie.
That gave me hope, Julie.
That's not giving you anything away. Don't do that. Bye, you guys.
Bye, Julie. Bye.
Well, Anissa, Julie Peasy, as always, is amazing. But right now, we're going to get into listener transmissions because I got a lot of questions in my DMs.
So do I.
And they're asking me what happens when you get eliminated. And you know what? I'm going to spill the tea because it is the worst thing ever.
It's on this season, horrifying every season.
It's terrible. So on this season, I got lucky enough that one of the producers had a beer in the car on the way home. So I got to chug the shit out of that beer. I'm not kidding. I chugged it. We also stopped at McDonald's, which was cool. I hate McDonald's, but I was like, fuck it. I'm going to get some nuggets. We pulled up. We pull up to this honeymoon suite, which was really beautiful. Like, it would have been great if I was there with somebody I loved. But no, you get trapped in that honeymoon suite alone. I was there for three nights by myself. Three nights, Anissa. Three fucking nights by myself. I don't smoke cigarettes. I asked the security guard for a pack. I smoked three packs, Anissa, in 3 days. I'm not kidding. And then obviously, as soon as I got my phone back, I booked an Airbnb in Los Angeles, a huge house. I told all my friends we're getting fucked up, and I literally ate alcohol for 3 days straight. Like, I drank my sorrows away. I smoked 70,000 cigarettes. It was disgusting.
Oh, you probably smelled amazing.
It was bad.
I do have a question for you with leaving, because I do a thing when I leave, but I don't know if you do this thing. When you leave, do you leave your challenge sneakers in the hotel or do you take them with you?
Oh, I leave them. Yes! I take them? Hell no, they're bad luck.
I'm going to tell you one question, though, that I keep getting. I feel like I get it every single day. On Duel 2... it was I was probably flirting with TJ on my first elimination there that season because I went into four.
And I was flirting with him while you were in the elimination.
Right before I went. I was like, yo, bro, or I'd won it. And I was like, can I get your jacket? Because he was sponsored by Fox because he was still doing BMX. So he was sponsored by Fox and BMW and like all the shit. So he was like, I'll give you the jacket if you make it to the final. And I'm like, ooh, you motherfucker. All right. The fire has been lit. So when I lost right before the final, surprise, surprise, I lost in my fourth elimination and I was a fucking hysterical mess. And here goes TJ, drapes the jacket over my shoulders. Aww. So folks, I still have that jacket and I used to bring it on every challenge with me, but now it's in storage. Sorry, TJ. Just because, like, one, what if I have company and somebody steals it? Or, like, you know, it's like a vintage piece. And it's like, I feel like I'm the only person who ever got TJ's clothes.
That's amazing. I love that story. He's such a gem.
He is. And he was such a big fan of the people that bust their ass when they were there, you know, and especially the underdogs. So I think that he would have done the challenge in a heartbeat if he could have.
Yeah.
So aww. I was really proud that I got the jacket. So I still have it. No, you can't buy it. It's never going to be for sale. Sleeping it every night. Aww. I'm naked. Just wear it.
I love that. I love that story. Well, you know what, guys? After this episode, we're going to tell you to hit up a lot of people on IG. Go tell Leo you love him. Go tell TJ he's so sweet for giving everybody or for giving Anissa that jacket. Go hit up Anissa. Anissa, what's your social?
It's Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A MTV on IG and Twitter. You can tweet at me. You can at me. You can. Jesus. I sound like I'm 97. Hey. You can DM me everywhere. Just slide in, slip in, dive in. You know, it's a cold winter. So do all of that. I'm around. I read your questions. There's only so many we can do, so I'm sorry if we can't get to them. But we are reading them. And now for your info, my love.
Yeah, you guys can follow me at Tori_Deal. You know it. If you don't, I don't know.
Now you know.
Follow me if you don't want to. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But if you want to follow me and send me a DM, I'll do my best. Like Anissa said, we get a lot of messages, but we try to answer them all. But definitely keep watching new episodes of The Challenge every Wednesday.
And go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Woo, 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 woo.
See you, folks.
Bye.